we come together for this occasion in a day that publicly is leading men's hearts in measure to prepare themselves with fear. Those of us who are old enough will have in mind that this kind of situation arises about once every 10 years. The wheel goes round and there's a fresh crisis and things go on. So I look back over a long time now, and I grew up as a child in the shadow of the First War, shadow of the Recession, Second War, Korean War, Vietnam War, economic depressions, all these things. And the question is, what do we have in a world like that? I was very struck, President, don't mind my telling little stories, but I was very struck with the fact that the children at my younger granddaughter's school were evidently talking about the present troubles and wondering what it meant. The present troubles. And one little girl, whose father is a minister at a local church, she said, "My dad says perhaps it means that Jesus is coming." And it's impressive to find that said by a child in the present day. And I trust that true of us all, because he is coming. But we ourselves, beloved, are occupied with spiritual things. And the impression has been with me and has grown with me, I think I can say especially over the last 2 years, as to the need to strengthen the things that remain. I'm afraid I feel that very strongly.